Kaki, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What brought you here to Auroville today?
Today is a beautiful, wonderful day for me because it is my film which is going to be screened at the MMC today. And I'm here to talk about it.
What is the title of the movie?
The movie is called its name is Nartaki, means dancer. It's a Tamil film, a major feature film, and it's an unusual film, I should say. The movie is actually a journey of a child from being a boy to a girl and a woman with a fire, with an aspiration of not only becoming a woman, but also finding her roots, finding her destiny, designing her own destiny. And her goal is to become a Bharatanatyam dancer. The movie is a complete journey of her life.
But is it a movie like any other movie we could see in Tamil cinema?
I would say it's a very different movie. Not only should I say that it's a different movie, it's a very different movie than other Tamil cinemas. I would say it's a very different movie from the Indian cinema itself. Because so far in the Indian cinema, you won't even find one film that talks about alternative genders, people not spoken about, people's pains, which have never been shown on the screen, which have never been discussed, which have never been spoken. This class of people, the transgender people, the transgender women, for the first time, this movie is all about our lives, the transgender people's life, right from our childhood, the abandonment of our parents because of our gender, to our struggle and struggling with life to find a meaning, to find a hold.
Basically, it's a taboo topic about it. How did you feel when I think the producer and the director, they asked you to play, or how it happened, so to speak?
Okay. My film producer, Punagipu Geeta, she's a female producer and a very young entrepreneur from Malaysia. She has already made three major feature films in Tamil, and she wanted to do a very meaningful cinema. She was not concerned about the business part, but she wanted to be known as a good producer making good films. And then she found out my director, Vijay Padma, another female as well. And then Vijay Padma already had the script, the basic script of Nartaki, like 5 years ago she wrote it. They both agreed to do this project, Nartaki. And then she was searching for a person who was a transgender woman as well as who understand the issues and who suits the character. And then the director, Vijay Padma, she found me in Ananda Vigadana, Tamil magazine, my interview. And then she found me on Facebook as well. And she thought I would be the perfect person because I already am involved in lots of transgender rights advocacy work and awareness campaigns. And also I've been doing a lot of work with my foundation called Sahodri Foundation, which is working on the social, political, economic rights and the education empowerment of the trans people in the state. Yeah. So she thought I would be the right person to do it.
And you are the actor too? I mean, you are actress as well, no?
I'm not known as an actress much, but I do have my acting roots from Auroville, I should say. When I was here in 2005-2006, I was very much interested in theatre, and then I was a part of the Auroville Theatre Group. Under the direction of Jill, I had acted in a play called Hamlet, a contemporary adaptation of William Shakespeare's Hamlet. And we had around 7 months of rehearsals for that play. And I learned about acting a lot from Jill and also from other co-stars co-actors who were doing the acting part in that. So that was my basic acting experience. That also gave me a lot of confidence to do the film.
So you were volunteering here, or you were born in this area?
No, I was living here for almost 2 years. I was working in the Swaram Research Station, Swaram Musical Instruments and Research Station project, as well as I was volunteering for Mohanam Cultural Center. And I was also doing a lot of DTP related designing work, print media work in Ottawa.
And how does it feel to come back?
It feels really great. I mean, the first day I came to Ottawa, I remember that day I met my friends in Swaram. It was a beautiful welcome by them, even though I'm known as a, I mean,
how they call you actually?
That time, 5-6 years before, nobody knows who's the trans person in Ottawa. It was a little bit of a controversy.
Why?
Because I don't know. A little bit of a controversy with my gender identity. But I think that the village folks who were working in Swaram, they kind of embraced me, they loved me, and they took me in the project. And I met so many loving people in Oroville, the Orovillians, the international community. And I've been here for almost 2 years. I was there. I learned so much. So much arts, spirituality, music, acting, so much. It Oroville is and will always be a school for me, a school of life.
I'm trying to understand that transgender means that it's like I don't know, in where I come from, the people, you know, if you got the hormones more than that and you feel more like a woman and you're in a male body, usually you go under surgery to remove the parts and maybe to induce hormones, so the breast enlarge and stuff like that.
Yes.
And then I also know there are people who are born with both.
Yeah.
Sexual attributes?
Yes, so, intersex.
Yeah. So transgender is that or is...
Well, we could say transgender is an umbrella term under which male to female, female to male, cross-dressers, sometimes they call us drag queens, drag kings, intersex people. Everyone comes under the great umbrella term of transgenders. But in India, we usually call the male to female to male transsexual people also as transgender community. In Tamil we call us as Thirunangai.
Thirunangai.
It's a very beautiful ancient literary Tamil word which means respectable women. So that is the term which is very much used in contemporary Tamil print media and others to refer trans women.
So if I understood correct, in history, you had you didn't have a problem with, as you got them now, with rights, correct?
Yeah, no problem at all. I mean, the context of changing genders, changing bodies, the concept of third gender, body swapping, male becoming a female, female becoming a male, this is not new to Indian history and mythology and religion. It has always been there for thousands of years. I think only like for the past 200 years that there has been a narrow-mindedness in our views about gender and sexuality. I think in one way that is also breaking now. Mm. I believe that it's breaking now with new experiments like Nartaki and artists and performers trying to bring out the truths behind gender and sexuality and bringing it boldly outside to the audience, to the people out there. I think that way it's much more, it's becoming open and it's becoming very truthful, art and cinema.
Yeah, but as such, in the constitution or whatever the rights, are you acknowledged as a third sex? In so-called Western world, you know, the homosexuals, the lesbians are acknowledged. And, you know, you got the right to have a marriage with the person of the same sex if you feel like, you know, it's like that. So
yeah,
the rights are there.
You're right. But with India, it is just the opposite. Mm-hmm. Right now, the situation is like gay people and lesbian people are not much accepted in India. Yeah. It is the Hijra people, transgender people, who are much more accepted here than the gay and the lesbian community. I think that has again to do with the religious historical factors of our culture and the country, civilization itself. And I believe that that is the basic difference between the West accepting gays and lesbians, and here Indians accept transgenders and Hijra people much more openly than other communities. I would say the legally we are not accepted. I mean, we don't have a gender status yet. But then recently we have been included in the passport, male, female, others. So transgender.
Then you actually, you are accepted. You are acknowledged as such.
Yes, others. Not only in the passport, but also in Indian census. In the Indian voters ID, we got a voters ID now. Mm. And in the Indian census, which was taken recently also, the government took initiatives to find out how many other sex people are there in the country. Mm. So based on that, many welfare schemes will be formulated by the government, by the Planning Commission as well in India. Yes.
How you feel about it, or how you were accepted or not accepted in your family?
I think the most important factor for any person, not only transgender, for any individual, is to accept oneself first. Mm. And I think I did that long, long before. And I made my parents to accept me also. With my love and care and patience, I made them to accept me, and they loved me always. Like, since I was a child, how much they loved me, they still love me the same way. And my friends and family, everyone, I love them, and they also love me. Love is the one thing that connects everyone, in spite of gender, sexuality, caste, creed, country, language, and everything. And I think that way I connect with everyone.
How about the experience in Orville? You said you had some nice experience, but
yes.
Was it also nice?
Orville was beautiful. I had good lessons and bad lessons from Orville. But mostly I would say I learned from my bad experiences as well. There's not much to talk about the bad, except some personal experiences from people. But I think that is also, that in one way has transitioned from hatred and not misunderstandings to love and maturity. When people mature, things change. That way, Orville has been a kind of a school for me, basically. As I said before, it's kind of a life school for me. I came here, Orville, somehow, with the people I met here and the experiences I had. It had molded me into a person that I am today. In so many ways, Orville has inspired me. Even though I don't live here anymore, I have my connections in Orville very deeply. My scooty is still there in Orova.
Scooty? I don't know. Where I'm going. Don't be prejudiced without knowing. I'm taking flight like that Boeing. Please be passengers and let's get going. You saw me naked in my film that's showing. Don't be prejudiced without knowing. Claiming I'm too animated, I'm not growing. Please be prejudiced without knowing. Mount Guru from the city. Maybe my prayers will be answered. Hi, Jill.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Today is the premiere of Nartaki?
Nartaki.
Nartaki? And we were expecting the director to come.
Yes.
What happened that she didn't come?
She found that she had to stay in Chennai because she is involved in politics now, and she is up for election and needed to be in Chennai, something to do with the elections. Yeah. So it was unavoidable.
But still, can we expect something like, I don't know, the official introduction of movie? by somebody?
I don't know. We haven't planned anything. I think we can talk about it, and I'm sure we can come up with something.
Oh, you guys will do it?
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, she and her ladies will be able to introduce it. I think they are very well spoken, and I have no doubt they can speak very well about themselves. So I will just be there to cheer them on.
What about the film? Because I believe it's a very good film and might arise some questions. And you would be also open.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, so I'm as eager to see it as everybody else. Okay. Especially since I worked with Kalki on our play Hamlet. I would like to see how she's advanced as an acting pupil. Okay. I'll be tough with her. Maybe I'll love it, or I have some suggestions for her and what still is to be done. But I'm definitely looking forward to this. Not only she, but the wonderful playwright and filmmaker, director, Girish Kennard, also has a small part in the movie. So I am very interested to see how it turned out.
I know that film is in Tamil, unfortunately. Yes. Is it going to be, or is it, there are subtitles?
Yes, absolutely. The film has English subtitles. I made sure for international audience in Audible, it has to have subtitles, and it has subtitles in English.
Okay, so we're looking forward.
Great.
Thank you for coming here.
Thanks for the time with Audible Radio.